So I know a lot of you have heard statements like adulting is a scam, you know, I wish I was a baby. Don't mean right. Yeah, and most times people are sharing such sentiments after having, you know, a very hectic day or a very busy day, or after experiencing the pressure of trying to figure life out and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, they just want to resort to, you know, sharing this statement on their socials and whatnot, now that adulting is a scam, you know. And yeah, people have their own reasons as to why they're sharing that sentiment. But also in line with that, I want to share a few thoughts in regard to the pressure that comes with trying to, you know, find yourself, the pressure that comes with you know, trying to make to build meaning out of life, you know. So this process itself is not a walk in a park. So maybe if you lodge these thoughts in your mind, you're going to find that, in as much as it could be just a cliche thing of, you know, how that adulting is a scam and whatnot, but you know, once you begin to understand the fact that trying to find meaning in life comes with a lot of work, you know, trying to get some sort of establishment comes with a lot of demands. And so once you lodge that thought in your mind, or once you put that thought at the back of your mind, you're going to respond to pressure a little different. You know, you're not going to try to run away from it, but you're going to embrace it and you're going to accept it, because then you understand that building something meaningful, or trying to find meaning in life, is not and will never be a walk in a park. And that always comes with growth. You know, every step you make towards growth comes with a certain level of demand, with certain challenges, you know, with certain opposition and whatnot. You know, every step towards growth will begin to demand certain things from you, you know. And this is something that is very key to understand. As long as you're embarking on the journey of growth, even as you adult, you know, because then they say that the adulting is a scam. Definitely it's not a scam, you know what I'm saying? It's just that it's a life principle, you know. Every step that you're going to make towards growth is going to place a demand on you. So maybe that demand would be that you cut on the time that you spend watching movies, you know. Maybe that demand will mean you cut on the time that you spend going out to chill, you know, going out for parties and all that kind of stuff. So once the step towards growth then begins to deny you of certain privileges that you are sort of accustomed to, or that you regard as a normal way of life, you're then going to feel like there's a problem somewhere. But the moment you realize that every step towards growth demands certain adjustments, you're going to easily accept the transition, because you know that of course I'm adulting right now, and I'm making steps towards growth, and obviously the direct translation of that is that I'm gonna have to readjust. Definitely I'm gonna have to adjust on the time that I spend on the screen. I'm going to adjust the time that I spend with my friends, just chilling and hanging out and all that kind of stuff, because this step towards growth is placing a demand on me that I'm not even accustomed to. It's gonna be a whole new different experience. So every step towards growth then facilitates a whole new experience, you know. And every time you're gonna have a new experience, adjusting to the new experience will definitely make you feel some type of way. And because it's gonna make you feel some type of way, this is not where people just go like, nah, this is a scam, adulting is a scam. Of course that could just be a fun statement, but there's a whole lot of truth around it, you know. It spells a lot of truth in its undertone, you know. Of course we can just say that for the cliche part of it, but there's a whole lot of lessons to learn in that. You want to ask yourself, how did I feel that made me just feel like adulting is just come? You know what I mean, right? Like, what new experience did I have that made me think like, wait a minute, adulting is just come? And you're probably not even meaning that, but just the fact that you had a certain experience that then compelled you to buy in the thought that adulting is just come is something that is worth giving attention to. Because then you'll be able to identify the new demand that your steps towards growth is demanding on you. And then you're going to identify to say, wait a minute, I'm making this, sometimes it could actually be a conscious step towards growth. And sometimes it could be an unconscious step towards growth. But what we've got to understand is that every day affords every man who's walking the earth an opportunity for growth. So every moment that you walk the earth, just know that on your left, on your right, back and center and forth, there are plenty opportunities for growth. And now, because growth by design, it comes with certain unfamiliar demands. So this is now where you see people don't want to grow, because they are comfortable just right where they are. Because it's almost like a law, you know, it's almost like a principle, you know. Every time you're going to make a step towards growth, you've got to be ready to make a few changes. And you see that people don't want to, you know, experience the new changes, because new changes can be uncomfortable, you know. So, well, I don't want to feel the uncomfortability, so let me just stay here. And this is now where you see people don't want to grow. And you see that when you're like, maybe at work, you know, every suggestion that you make that is going to get the whole team to make a leap into growth. People that have been, you know, so accustomed to the norm are going to fight that, because nobody wants to experience the uncomfortability that comes with growth. But I promise you, once you begin to put these thoughts at the back of your mind, you're going to be very excited at every opportunity that is going, and every opportunity of growth that is going to come your way, because then you know that it's going to demand of me to cut off a few things from my life. It's going to demand of me to cut off, you know, some friendships. It's going to demand for me to cut off some associations, because then this group of people can actually come with me, you know. This group of people were comfortable with me at this spot. But now that I'm going to leave this spot, it might demand that I find a new different people that are then going to walk with me on this journey to growth. Because if you're going to make a leap into your journey of growth, and then you want to carry a class of people that are not ready, or that are not mentally prepared to experience the uncomfortability that comes with growth, you're going to find that you're going to make a few steps on this journey to growth, and then you're going to be looking back. Let's go back, dudes. Let's go back to where it was fun. Let's go back to where we had time to achieve. Let's go back to where we had time to just, you know, pass time. Because this group of people that you carried with you on this, you know, journey of growth, weren't prepared like you were. So now you see that all these, you know, the growth then brings in factors of association, you know, brings in factors of, you know, your location, you know what I mean, right? Because all these play quite a major role on your journey of growth. So you want to be very deliberate, you want to be very intentional on who comes with you on your journey to growth. So adulting actually is not a scam, you know what I mean, right? It's just that it comes with its own demands. And because we are comfortable where we are right now, but every day that comes, and then we respond to a call for growth, we might not even know it, but that response that we make, that positive response that we make towards an opportunity to grow, then comes with huge demand. And then that demand confronts us, and it seems like a shocker. Like, wait a minute, did I know that this was gonna come with it? And now, after that encounter, now this is where people just say, nah, man, adulting is a scam. You know, I wanna go back to my daddy. I wanna go back to sleeping on my mama's couch. You know, because growth has brought some uncomfortability. But I promise you, when you stay there, when you keep pushing, when you keep walking that path, you're gonna look back and you're gonna be proud of yourself that you decided to stay on course. You decided to stay right on that journey to growth, because then the things that you're gonna learn, what you're gonna get exposed to, are things that you're probably never going to see if you remain on that spot with your friends where it was comfortable to spend hours and hours just chilling, where it was comfortable to spend five hours just on the screen, you know what I mean, right? But because you had responded to the demand and to the opportunity of growth, and you stayed on that path, you stayed on that journey, you're gonna look back and you're gonna be proud of yourself. So you wanna know that every day that comes with an opportunity for you to grow, you know. And it could mean just, you know, not a very significant growth, but just growth in a certain area of your life, you know. But you've got to keep growing every day. And as you keep growing every day, you've got to prepare your mind for the different challenges, for the different demands, for the different circumstances, for the different, adjustments that then are going to come with any kind of growth. Because any kind of growth, facilitates a whole new different experience. And I promise you, a whole new different experience is just an amazing thing, because then it opens your mind, you know, it opens your eyes to just, you know, see beyond what your peers are able to see, because then they're still, you know, chilling on that spot, but then you've left that spot and you've embarked on the journey to growth. So adulting exactly is not it's not as calm as a lot of y'all say that, but you only feel like it's just calm because you have not mentally prepared yourself for the changes that come with adulting, by the way. So it's just a matter of you beginning to prepare your mind to say, wait a minute, this whole new step that I'm making is going to come with all different challenges. It's going to come with all different demands. And maybe it's going to mean that I'm going to have to start sleeping a bit late, and I'm going to have to wake up pretty early in the morning. You know what I mean, right? So that growth then gives you that demand, and you've got to respond to that demand for you to then remain on the course of growth. But then if you're not going to respond to the demands, then you're going to sort of like cut the process of the journey of growth, because you're not responding to the demands that growth is then sending or is throwing at you. You know what I mean, right? So you want to know that every day that we walk the earth, on our right, on our left, back, center, and forward, there are countless opportunities for growth. But you've just got to know which growth you want in a particular day. You know, where do you want to grow? And you've got to mentally prepare yourself for the changes, for the adjustments, you know what I mean, for the demands that any kind of growth is going to then throw at you. And you've got to be willing to respond in a positive way. And I promise you, playing it in retrospect, you're going to be proud of yourself. Like, man, I'm glad I took this leap of faith, and I'm glad I stayed on course, because then you'd have explored a whole different world that you're never going to see if you remained on that spot that was comfortable to spend hours chilling, a spot that was comfortable to just spend, you know, almost the whole day just on behind the screen. But because you decided to say, man, I'm leaving this spot and I'm going to venture into the unknown, I promise you, playing everything in retrospect, you're going to be proud of yourself. And you're going to be proud of yourself that you decided to take that leap of faith.